This is Jason Wojo with your real estate investing power tip of the week. One of the questions I get a lot of times from homeowners is, Jason, my house won't sell, what do I do? Here's the answer. If your house isn't selling, truth be told, as blunt as it sounds, it's overpriced. For the right price, any home will sell. So, of course, assuming here that your home presents well, you took care of it, it's clean, it doesn't need any huge repairs, price is the only reason it's not selling. Adjust that purchase price. Don't try to squeeze the market and get every last dime because you're going to end up sitting on that home, making an extra mortgage payment, paying utilities, increasing your risk, increasing your exposure. Drop the price, sell the home. This has been your real estate investing power tip of the week because power equals profits.
And we're back on the Financial Safari, talking once again with John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services. If you're in Hickory Hills or the surrounding area, the number to call for your free retirement analysis is 800-477-1135. Now, there are a lot of questions that come in every single week here on the Financial Safari, and a lot of them seem to be folks dealing with some misconceptions about their finances. Oftentimes, folks putting together a retirement plan are either taking as fact something that they heard around the water cooler or something sometimes that they heard from their parents and that is no longer the case these days. But then there are folks who are completely in the dark whether or not they should be listening to some things that they've heard from financial advisors recently that are absolutely true and that they just don't know whether they can trust. Let's take a look at some of these misconceptions or possibly just truths out there and find out whether they are financial fact or fiction. Let's start off with the sentence, income planning for retirement isn't crucial if you have a pension. Is that fact or fiction?
I would have to say fiction. And again, I would say that just as a broad spectrum, not knowing your situation. But keep in mind, everybody's plan is different. Every situation is different. I mean, it all depends on what your monthly income needs are. And when we sit down with clients, I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. Everything starts for us when we do an income plan with the Social Security. And for those like yourself who are lucky enough to have a pension, that is the first place we start with. So again, what is your monthly income needs? And when we sit down with a client, I think there's no better way to understand how income planning works is when you go into retirement and peace of mind in retirement, for example, you need $4,000 a month for income. You know, you're going to get, say, $2,000 a month from your Social Security. You might get $1,500 from a pension. Where does that other $500 come from? Is when your checkbook gets down to zero on the 30th of every month or the 31st of every month, depending on which month it is, you know that it's getting filled back up again on the 1st. So having that constant income stream that generates for you year after year, month after month, is the cornerstone for any financial plan. So it's great that you have a pension, but it's absolutely not the end-all, be-all. Because, again, people want to go on vacations. People want to go on trips, spend some time with the grandkids. Do things in retirement that you were never able to do while you were working. So just because you have a pension does not necessarily mean that's where it stops, you know, or you don't need to do anything else. I mean, obviously, a lot of people want to leave money to their children. I mean, everybody's plan is different. I mean, health care. Today, health care is probably the biggest threat to people's retirement. You know, long-term care. Just something happens to either the husband or the wife, it can wipe you out financially if you have to have long-term care or go to a nursing home. So again, there's a lot of different things that goes into retirement planning, and just having yourself as much prepared as possible. Kip, I think that's where we got to start. Start somewhere. It's great that you have pensions. It's great that we know we're going to have Social Security. But what are we going to have to do with where we fill in these income gaps? And is that money at risk? And will it work for us? I mean, keep in mind, most people spend all of their life working and working towards retirement. Now it's time to let our money work for us and make sure it does the best thing possible for yourself, your family, and again, leaving a legacy to your children.
Now, speaking of leaving a legacy, what about life insurance? Now, a lot of folks seem to be dealing with a lot of questions about whether or not they need life insurance anymore. So what about if we put it into a sentence, I still need life insurance even if my children are grown and my spouse has passed away. Is that fact or fiction?
Well, again, Kip, that's a kind of a tricky situation. It depends on, you know, what the needs of the family are, what is their current financial situation, do they have significant assets? you know, there's so much things that goes into life insurance. Life insurance in general is basically meant to replace an income, especially in our younger years while we're raising our children. You know, they're going through college. You know, if a spouse passes away, we have that loss of income coming into the house. Or even if we have a stay-at-home spouse where it's either the husband or the wife, they watch the kids at home. You know, if something happens to that spouse, well, they have to be replaced. They have to get a babysitter or a nanny or even daycare. I mean, so there's so much stuff that life insurance does. Generally speaking, we go into retirement, and we do quite a bit of this, Kip, is you know, for estate taxes. You know, I mean, people with these large estates today, the only way to get rid of the taxes is through life insurance, because life insurance is one of the few vehicles left that is actually tax-free to the beneficiaries, you know, where the government is not coming in and swooping in and taking a third or even half of it, you know, as far as whether it's inheritance tax, income tax, what have you. So, again, it's a matter of sitting down, taking a look at your overall picture. Do you want to leave a legacy? Because keep in mind, it's better to leave life insurance to your family because it is tax-free, number one. But generally speaking, especially if you're young and healthy enough, you're getting it for pennies on the dollar versus leaving $10,000 to each grandkid. Well, if you have five grandkids, you got to set $50,000 of your assets to leave $10,000 each grandchild. Or if we do it through life insurance, now we might be doing it maybe for $500 a year or $1,000 a year, depending on what the situation is. So again, it's a matter of just sitting down. Everything starts with a plan, and everybody's plan is different.
Well, make sure that you are taking a look at your overall plan by sitting down with someone who deals with these sorts of issues every single day. The number to call John Kelly is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. John, I want to continue this conversation, so we'll be back with you in just a minute to finish it up here on the Financial Safari. All right.